Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
X-Man, and this is Simon Gordon with I'm Gonna Run. This is Real Gospel.
The race is not given to the swift. The battle's not given to the strong. You'll never win if you quit. You gotta keep moving on. I'm gonna run. I'm gonna run. I'm gonna run to see what the end's gonna be. I'm gonna run. Yes, I am. I'm gonna The race is not given to the swift, and the battle's not given to the strong. You'll never make it if you quit. No, no, no. You gotta keep moving. Won't you help me sing it?
I'm gonna run.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
I'm gonna run.
And I'm gonna run.
I'm gonna run.
See what the end.
See what the end's gonna be.
I'm gonna make it.
I'm gonna make it.
It might get rough, might be tough.
I'm gonna make it.
I'm gonna make it.
I'm gonna make it.
See what the end.
See what the end.
Oh yes, we're gonna make it.
We're gonna make it.
Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have the bishop in the house. Bishop Simon Gordon, thank you for joining us on Real Gospel.
Thank you so much. So honored to be here with you today, X-Man. And looking forward to our conversation.
Yes, yes. And I've got so many questions to ask you, but so little time to squeeze them in. For someone whom just discovered Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior on yesterday, they're new to gospel music, they're new to worship and everything. Tell them just a little bit about yourself, how you discovered the Lord, and just a little background about you, just to make them feel comfortable.
Well, let me tell you, I came to the Lord years ago, as a teenager, and got a fire for him in that particular framework, and started playing piano in churches. My father was a pastor, and that kind of led me into the place where I am right now. And so, from working in community, from changing, helping, being part of changing lives with youth groups, I started something called Youth in Action. And from that, it bloomed into hundreds of young people across the city of Chicago now who know Jesus, and many now who are teachers themselves, and some who are pastors.
Wow. You've been in ministry some 31 years as a pastor. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah. So let me ask you right out of the gate. We'll talk about your music in just a second. But so in the age of COVID-19, how has COVID redefined pastorship for you?
More work.
Yes.
It just shifted the way that we kind of do things. I wouldn't say change, because all of the opportunity to operate on all the mediums I've been functioning on for years as part of just staying relevant, staying in touch with what's going on. Here in the Chicagoland area, we've been on television for 20 years. And so we've always done also the social media outlets and everything in that parameter as well. So we shifted, though, from the way that we've had church. And so I was honored to be a part of three people who put together for our governor the return back to church policy for the state of Illinois. And that kind of deal, that's really a lot of where my forte has been, while I fluctuate back and forth in the music, because I'm always looking for ways to bless the people.
Amen. I heard a pastor say, I won't say who it was, but he stated that if you have been pastoring in full-time ministry all this time, then your workload probably increased. Some things shifted and, nothing is new under the sun, but your workload, sort of what you just stated, sort of increased. But if you were sort of still working a full-time job and trying to pastor on Sunday mornings, there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm just saying, then they may not have seen as much of the workload increase on their behalf, because they're still having to manage work and church. But if you're a full-time pastor and you see the needs of the people begin to grow, you've just found yourself busier. Is that a correct assumption?
Well, I believe that if you're a full-time pastor, or if you're a working pastor, COVID should have made you change some things about the way you handle people. Because our obligation is for the safety of the saints, as well as, first of all, salvation and pushing people to a place of knowing Jesus. But after that, we got to certainly preserve that which is already in the body. The body says, especially be kind to those who are the household of faith. So it's our obligation to make sure we take care of home. He that takes care not of his home is worse than an infidel, is what the scripture says.
That's true.
So we got to make sure we handle three major groups of people: the old, the elderly, the young who can't handle it, and then those who are in some form of process in life where they can't handle themselves during that time.
Amen.
During crisis times, that's it. That's amen. Our obligation.
Yeah, amen. Yeah. So, let's shift a little bit to your music. And so you stated earlier that you are a PK. So, being a PK, what are you doing listening to Earth, Wind, and Fire and Oscar Peterson and Quincy Jones? Come on, Pastor. Come on, Pastor Quincy Jones.
Well,
Earth, Wind, and Fire. Come on. Let us have it. Let us hear it. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. It's music. And the whole deal with Earth, Wind, and Fire is they were a music that was ahead of its time. And so, and music that was made for the long haul. And that's the way I heard it. That's the way I try to write. I try to write music that actually ties into tomorrow, so that when people listen to it tomorrow, it can be relevant for where they are at that moment. And so Earth, Wind, and Fire music is that kind of style. Quincy Jones, I just love the way that he puts things together and the way that things are mixed and how the sound is in the quality of everything is clearly heard and how it's pure, everything attached to that. That's kind of what it's about.
Amen.
And then I'm a jazz guy. I play jazz in the clubs on my way to the pulpit.
I got you. As many of our people have done. So yes.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, while I was on my way to the pulpit, I stopped by the club and played jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, for a while. So I learned all the old standards, and I loved Oscar Peterson, McCoy Tyner, and many others along that line, piano people.
I noticed that about your influences, because those groups, you know, in today's music, you know, technology has changed somewhat, so you don't have a lot of actual musicians in music, but those groups actually have musicians. Those individuals play, you know, instruments. What instrument do you play?
Play piano and saxophone.
Oh, wow.
And of course, organ, because church. But we can add to that whole piece. I raised my children on Oscar Peterson and on jazz. So my son is over my music department, and our entire band comes from where I came from, is secularly. The whole horn section. We have a horn section. Everybody on the project, as it comes out on October 15th, everybody is from a secular group. Everybody who plays jazz outside. And so we start then taking students. Our youngest musician is 23. He's getting ready to graduate from college with his degree in piano from the conservatory. And everybody, we teach him how to play jazz. And I have like jazz Christian outlets in our services so that we have service specifically. If people come, they don't have to go to the club and listen to jazz. We turn Christian music into jazz, and people come, sit down, and enjoy a service of just music killing it and having that kind of fun three times a year.
That is amazing. Is there any way that we can view them on a Zoom or something like that, doing the same thing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just easy. Just go to Tridestone, TRIEDSTONE, Tridestone Church of Chicago, and look at the archives in the YouTube, and you'll find them back there playing, and you'll see a couple things where we did some special shows for my birthday a few years ago. Since I hit one of the birthdays that had an O at the end of it, I decided.
I hear you.
I decided I was going to have something that allowed me to express myself the way the church had never seen it expressed. And so I took it outside into a venue in the area called Hyde Park, where Barack Obama lived, used to live in the area. And in that area, we just had a wonderful set. And had a ball and packed out the place, and it was just incredible, a great birthday celebration. But I had all the guys. Our drummer is Ramsey Lewis's drummer.
Yes,
at the church, and our bass player plays for several. I won't name all those people. Plays for several people, and then our horn players plays for, you know, a lot of people, including like the players, and of course the keyboard people, which is my son and others. They have they've studied and come up through the process and through the ranks. Everybody is hot.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That is amazing. And so many people are being blessed by so many of the things that you've said. So let's talk about this song, I'm Gonna Run. Let's talk about that. I feel like running now. So yeah, what's going on with this song?
Well, this song actually came from a sermon. And that's what kind of happens in the service, because I'm a musician, when I hear a song and I'm in the middle of doing the sermon, I can literally do music theory and signal with my hands where I want the keyboard players to go. And that's how many of the songs I write end up coming out right at the end of a sermon. And I write them while I'm in the middle of the sermon, and people think I'm nuts because I'll start writing with my pen and he's writing something again and singing at the same time, writing and singing, because I don't want to forget the words.
Wow.
I do it all at the same time. And that's where this song came from, out of a sermon. Mm-hmm. You know, and that sermon was, you know, dealing with running the race that is set before us, you know, lay aside every weight. So it gives us a chance. So that song came out of it, and it came from the freight, from the process that at this time, during this COVID season, we have to be in the position to make up our mind, no matter what it takes, that we're going to make sure that we press our way to get to where we have to get. It's important to do this because in Chicago, we've been hit hard with COVID. But God always makes our trouble contribute to our greatness. And just as favor has to fund our faith, trouble has to fund our destiny. So I look at stuff that I go through and say, this is not going to change my mind. God is always bigger than this. So that's why I wrote the song, I'm Gonna Run. Because I'm going to run and see what the end's going to be. And that's what we roll with it. Now, at the end of this, when COVID is over, we're going to be still running and making sure we get to our destiny.
Amen. I love it. I love it. And just listening to, I'm picturing that in my mind. I'm picturing you in the midst of just that moment with God, and all of a sudden you become inspired, and then you write something down, you turn to the musicians, and then the whole church, the whole atmosphere shifts. I can see people dancing and shouting. I see it, Bishop. I see it.
You are actually talking like you there, because that's exactly the way it happens.
Yes. See, that's, I feel exactly like, wow, that's amazing. So I only have a couple of minutes left with you. I really appreciate you just taking time out to talk to the listeners about your project. And I understand that you have a total of 4 projects that are out. How can the listeners find out more about you? How can they get more information about your current single?
Well, that's good. Well, just find out about me and music and books and everything. But for the project, I'm on all of the platforms, the digital platforms. So it's easy just to put my name in on any of them, and I'll pop down. Go to Spotify. If those on Spotify, just put Simon Gordon Music, and all 4 of those projects will pop down. The single was just released this past weekend, I'm Gonna Run, and so I hope that as many will go and download that immediately. The rest of the project is going to come out on October the 15th. And let me tell you, there's some songs on there that sound like Earth, Wind, and Fire. One called Give Him What He Wants. Mm. It is the horn and the groove of Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Wow.
There's a song on there called Just Ask. It is Michael Jackson flavor. That's my Quincy Jones piece. Mm-hmm. It's got that, I hate to use this word, but I really don't hate to use it. Got that funk to it.
Yes.
Got that funk to it. Yeah. Then I have a song on there called, my son wrote, called Problem Solver. It's like a suspense thriller. So you hear that, it's going to take you up and down. And then that's a song on there. That's a song on there as well that's coming out called This Joy. It is groove, and you're going to hit the jazz in the middle of that. And I have a young lady by the name of Ella Sheva who jumps out at the end, and she riffs the entire end of the song. And then I have a Hispanic song on there, Let God Arise. Let God arise, let the enemy be scattered. Oh, it's a moving song. If you like that, if you like that moving back and forth, that's one of those songs.
See.
So it's going to be a good project for all kinds of people. And it closes with my Disney song, which says, that's my dream I have for you. And it's just a little prayer. The whole record is a prayer. The title is Just Ask. It's all about prayer. And every song is about prayer, because I believe if you pray in the morning, you won't have to cry all day.
Mm, mm, mm. I'm going to leave it right there. You just dropped the mic, Bishop. So that's all I can say. You just dropped the mic right there. Nothing else needs to be said other than you all support this man of God. You heard every title of this project that is forthcoming, and you already know that it's one of those projects that all you have to do is hit play and let it play. Bishop Simon Gordon, thank you for joining us on Real Gospel.
Thank you, X-Man.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man. And the Real Flashback Song of the Hour is on the way.